But I remember sitting in public school as an 11-year-old and having the teacher get up in science class and saying, he said, "Who in here is a Christian?" And, you know, I put up my hand. He says, "I don't care if you're a Christian or not." He says, "You must believe in evolution, even if you're a Christian. You must believe in evolution. If you don't, you're an idiot. You can be a Christian." He's like, "That's fine to be a Christian. But if you don't believe in evolution, you're an idiot." You see, because we live in a world where if you don't believe that this whole world came from nothing, you're an idiot. Yeah. If you don't believe that just nothing, nothing produced all of this, you're an idiot. I mean, that's the world that we live in. You're an uneducated bumpkin. You Philistine, you. You nincompoop. I mean, how can you actually not believe that nothing exploded and produced everything? You know, and if you don't believe that, you're just uneducated. Because if you were uneducated, if you were educated, you would know that nothing produced everything. And that, and the science has already proven that. I mean, science has already proven that there's no God. Science has already proven that everything came from nothing. Science has already proven. I mean, it's just, that's the world we live in, but that's who's teaching your children at the public school. People who believe that. And they told us, they said, "You are," I mean, my teacher literally stood up and said, "You are an idiot." That's the word he used. And I mean, when you're an 11-year-old, now I, you know, I was saved and I knew what I believed and it didn't affect me. But you know what though? I mean, can you see how that could probably affect a lot of 11-year-olds? Just, "You're an idiot, you know, if you don't believe this." And he spent hours just preaching and pontificating. Of course, the same science teacher told me I was an idiot because I told him there was a vitamin called vitamin K. And he didn't believe me. And I said, "It's in yogurt. It's in alfalfa sprouts." And he's like, "You're talking about potassium, you know, K on the periodic table." I said, "No, vitamin K." He's like, "There is no vitamin K. There is no God. There is no vitamin K. Vitamin K exists, okay?" But anyway, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, these are the type of people that are educating your children. And then you go to the history class, and the first day of history, it's like, you're learning about cavemen. Paleolithic man, you know, and you're going to learn how for 100 million years, man walked around saying ooga booga and, you know, and for 100 million years. And then just next thing you know, he's building the pyramids, he's building Stonehenge, he's building the aqueducts, right? I mean, for 100 million years, he built nothing. But then next thing you know, he's building the pyramids, which we don't even know how to build today. How'd they do it? Oh, because, you know, they did a lot of walking for 100 million years. Then they finally settled down. And then they built mega cities and, you know, aqueducts. And, you know, but this is the kind of garbage that your children are being taught.